This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What does it mean, after all of that, to head back to the Super Bowl?
I first want to say hi to my wife. I love you so much. I'm coming home. Mom, Dad at home, my sisters, all my family. Thanks for your love and support. And all our fans back home. Way to go, man. What a year. What was your question?
Just what it means to go back to Super Bowl.
I'm trying. Unbelievable, bro. This is crazy. What a game.
Unbelievable, bro.
That was the giddiest I've seen Tom Brady in a long time, which leads me to wonder, could this be the last time that we see Tom Brady in a Super Bowl? Could this be, not because he's not going to come back, I'm not going to doubt him any more than I already have, but could this be a situation where maybe he rides off into the sunset finally? Because I've seen Tom Brady win games, but I've never seen him this giddy, and maybe he just didn't expect to win. Maybe it was just a big rush. But for a guy who's been there, done that, I've never seen him that happy after a game.
Yeah, you know, I think that he's I think he's more aware than we are of what he's winning with. You know what I mean? I really do believe that going into this season, I think he realizes that, one, he's older. Two, they had to replace some guys up front. And the guys around him just, even though they've won with those guys in the past, so I don't know why it would be a surprise to him. Just the guys around him, I don't know that he fully believed that they were going to be capable of getting as far as they have, and that they've done it. You know, I mean, that's got in his mind, he's got to look around and go, I mean, it's one thing back in the day when we were doing it, and he was young and the offensive line was really good and they had some good running backs doing some different things. Defense was really, really good with Belichick. And now they're just kind of doing it all pieced together. It's got to be catching up with him. And he's going, wow, this is tough to believe.
And I just think it's insane. Just, you know, where this all started, where this Tom Brady legend began, was against the Rams when they were a 2-touchdown underdog against the Rams trying to win their second straight Super Bowl. And now here we are, 42 years old. The Rams have moved to Los Angeles, but it's a completely different story. And now I don't know if they're the favorite or not, but I would assume that the majority of the people think that the Patriots are going to win this game, and he's facing a coach who was a freaking sophomore in high school when he won that Super Bowl. It's just, they talk about things coming full circle. This is full circle right here, this Super Bowl matchup.
Yeah, definitely full circle. I wish it was a 40-40. I wish it would have been the two old heads playing each other. I wanted to see New Orleans and New England go at it, but nonetheless, I think it's a great matchup. Again, the two, arguably, I mean, look, Belichick's a great schemer on the defensive side of the football. I mean, he's a great defensive mind.
He held Tyreek Hill to one catch yesterday.
Yeah. So him being that defensive mind versus McVay's offensive mind is definitely going to be one aspect of this game to chop up, along with all the superstars that are within. So it's going to be a fun game to cover.
You were one call away, according to most, from seeing the old head matchup you want. The Saints almost got to go face the Patriots. Of course, that was the first game, so that would have been the matchup. But there was a non-pass interference call at the end of the fourth quarter. You say it's the worst call you've ever seen. I say yes, and on replay, it looks like it was pass interference. But I think in the big scheme of things, it looked like the little receiver, the little water bug, kind of slowed down and got ran into, and the ball was a little bit overthrown. So in the moment, I can understand why the ref kept the flag in his pocket. Obviously, if you had replay, that would change. Which brings me to this question: before we take some calls, do you think that a pass interference should be a reviewable call? Because it is in the CFL. They had 42 pass interference calls challenged in the CFL. 20 of those were overturned. So about half the time, it gets overturned.
Well, I'm not typically a review guy, instant replay guy. I don't like slowing the game down. I don't like taking the human element out of the game so much. I do believe this. I would love to see essentially all calls, I don't care what they are, that are at the end of a half or at the end of a game like this, that could so heavily impact the outcome of the game. you got to draw the line somewhere. I understand that. I mean, because I mentioned this being the worst call ever. Somebody come back and say, "Oh, what about the missed face mask?" I guess earlier in the game there was a missed face mask on the goal line going in. A guy
on
got
Goff,
tackled.
Yeah. On Goff, yeah.
And so it's one of those where you go, you got to draw the line somewhere, and I get it. But when to avoid, I would do whatever you got to do to avoid this from happening. I mean, this type of play. This type of controversy after the game where the head coach talks directly to the league and the league says, look, we screwed up. We made a mistake. Not only was it pass interference, but it was head-to-head contact, you know, and so we missed not one but two calls. These outlandish penalties that are missed or called the wrong way, I think you've got to find a way to line those out to keep this kind of thing from happening. Because, I mean, look, man, that cost him the game, man. I mean, I know things happen afterwards and games happen.
But there was a lot of stuff that cost him
the
game.
There was a lot of things earlier in the game that happened that could be replayed. And I get all that. But, I mean, this is just the worst call that I've ever seen. I don't know. The problem for me is, like, last night, you could argue in the New England game that the blow to the head in that last drive for New England, that I guess it was roughing the passer, they called it.
That was worse.
It really
than this.
Hit him in the shoulder.
I think that was worse than this call.
Well, I don't think that, but I think those are all questionable calls. The one hitting at the quarterback's legs or hitting their shoulders or their face mask just accidentally with a hand. I just think those are over the top types of calls. So I understand where you can argue either way on damn near every call, and you can say, well, several calls would have changed the game. But when the situation is what it is, you're inside 2 minutes, they're in the red zone, the game's on the line, and it's that bad of a call, I think it's got to be reviewed. I think it's got to be overturned.
Colin, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead, man.
I agree with Landry on this one, just for the simple fact that if you look at the call, yes, you can freeze frame it all you want from different angles, and at that point it's obvious. But if you look at it, it's real time. It's real bang, bang. And the side judge, I understand why he would want to hesitate and not throw the flag, because at that point, if he doesn't see it clearly, he is ending the game if he throws the flag. Whereas I don't agree with Clint that it did not cost the Saints the game, because you have Drew freaking Brees, of all people, as your quarterback. You kick a field goal to take the lead. Your defense doesn't stop them and lets them tie it. And then Drew Brees still gets the ball back first and does not do what Tom Brady did and march down the field and win the game for his team.
But you do understand that would have been a first and goal. They would have been able to kneel it out and kick a field goal with less than 15 seconds. I think it was 13 seconds is what if you did the math. You do. Is he still on the line?
No, he's gone. But
I mean, you do realize, like, that would have ended the game, essentially. That's my point. I get that. Well, somebody else could have scored. They could have returned the kickoff in 15 seconds. They could. I get all that. Sean Payton could have chose to throw the football from the 10-yard line and not stop
the clock. Throw it to a guy with over three catches on the season.
Right.
Like, you're throwing it to a 5'7" receiver with only three catches on the season, and Alvin Kamara has eight carries. Like,
you're still trying to blame it on the little car in the front that hit his brakes. It's
yes,
a Mack truck in the back that was text messaging while he was driving that just plowed him.
The receiver just stopped, and then he got run over. And it looks bad, because any time someone that's 6'2" runs over a guy that's 5'7", it's going to look bad. But it's not. I don't think it's as obvious. Now, if you tell me I get to review it and look at the replay, yes, I'm throwing the flag. But I think Sean Payton wet the bed here. I know that you say stay aggressive. You got to run the rock on first down there when you're inside 2 minutes. You got to make the Rams use their timeouts.
Yeah, no, I agree. I don't know that I would not have done that as well. All I'm saying is I can't side with the guys that are saying it was just terrible game management and terrible clock management. In hindsight, should he have ran the football? Sure. But I can see where a guy with an aggressive – he's always been one of the most aggressive play callers in football, with arguably the best quarterback to ever play it relative to completions and yardage and success through the air. And you're in a situation where I would lean more towards – putting my team in a situation and never giving the ball back to McVay and Goff. I don't ever want to give it back to them. I think that is the way to go to win the game, not make them use their timeout, kick a field goal with a minute 10 left, and let them march down the field. All they got to do is get in field goal. It's just one of them things where I just feel like I can understand where they stay aggressive in that situation.
Pave Tex, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
Hey, what's up, guys? Man, y'all sound like some real Texans fans right now with all that should have, could have, would have, all this and that. If they really wanted to win that game, they would have put their foot on their throat and they would have won it by the score. You know what I'm saying? But first off, let me give all credit to my girl, Crystal Lopez, for loving me through all the trolling, man. I'm going to do like T. Brady. You know, I got to get.
Dude, what are you doing right now, Pavetex? I got to hang up on you. What are you doing, giving shout-outs or something like that? I don't even know. I don't even know if that's a Texan fan thing. I think that's just a sports fan thing. Woulda, coulda, shoulda is what Overreaction Monday is all about.
Absolutely.
That's what it's all about. I don't know. Whatever with that Crystal Lopez shout-out stuff. I don't know what the heck he's talking about there. Coming up next in the Hits, championship weekend, Tom Brady had a message to his team before the game. It was very, very entertaining. And also college football. The state of college football in the SEC and the state of college football in the state of Texas. We're going to break that down next with Landry and Clint on Sports Radio 610.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.